today. We're live now.
We'll behave ourselves now.
Yeah.
No, I can't talk about anything now.
I'm going away the next week. I'm happy to go and look at them for you. And if they need you to log books or containers, I'm more than happy to do it for you. If it makes it better for you, you know. So just take me up on that.
Good.
I don't have a problem. It's just, God. Anyway.
We went to Strath again on the weekend and we checked out the mosaic thing.
Oh, the Dalek in the front yard. Yeah, I saw your log. Yeah, it's a good little spot, isn't it?
Yeah, we were hoping to have some time and do a bit of caching, but the thing we attended ended up going and going for hours and hours.
All right. You see, that's, you go go-karting up there.
Yeah.
All right.
So 4:30 start Saturday morning and...
There's no 4:30 in the morning in my world.
You went to the Grand Bend, didn't you?
No. I don't do the morning ones. I do the night ones.
Mm. The 5 o'clock was better.
I draw the line. And nothing happens before 6 a.m. in my world.
I'm with you.
Unless I'm going to bed.
I really would struggle with the 4:30 start.
Back in the DJ days,
I don't know why it doesn't
make
it 5 all the time. 5:30
all the time.
I just,
we're all like at 5 p.m.
staying up.
You stay up.
I can get used to being.
That's what I do.
To,
yeah.
2-3 o'clock, on the weekend. And
I got to thank Monty. Got to thank Fredo for that cache. The dart. He's the one that prompted me to put it there because he drove past and he said, oh, you seen that? And I said, yeah, I've been, because I'm a great procrastinator. And I said, oh, I looked at it. It's about, because we've got family in Strath, so we go there a lot. And for about 2 years, I've been planning to put a cache there and never got round to it. And then he said, oh, hurry up. And so
he's good at giving everyone the nudges.
He's very good. He's actually, on a serious note, I was going to approach him and I said, I think you should run an event on organisational skills. Like, this is a person with 500 hires. And he's really organised because he maintains a lot of caches that he doesn't even log. He just does it stealthily. Like, he'll drive past, go, oh, that needs fixing, and he fixes it. So he doesn't put a I've done maintenance log. He only does that when people need to know. So I think he's a highly organised individual, and I'd really like to know how he does
every log that comes in too.
Yeah, and I mean, he's probably not the only one, but...
McKinley goes to work and doesn't actually do any work.
Well,
he just works on geocaching.
I don't know. I won't say that
on record. Driving around the countryside.
Yeah.
I still
think that he doesn't sleep.
Out Elizabeth Way for that TARDIS in that person's front.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was number 2 of these. I think we talked about that. Or number 3.
Mount Barker too, isn't
there? Yeah, there's one in the backyard in Mount Barker. Yeah. There was nowhere to hide it nearby. It was in a suburban street, and there was no real... It's one of those new sub-developments, so there's no real spots to hide it. All the trees are small.
And there's no power pole.
And they wouldn't want people walking around, you know, the houses there. but you can see it, this TARDIS in this person's backyard that they've built. It's really good. Oh, here comes trouble.
There's not going to be enough seats. They've been for a healthy tea.
Gentlemen.
Whoa.
It's all out there.
I'm going in a minute.
Are we live?
We are. Yeah. So you've got to behave yourselves. Or not.
Never.
We were just talking about Fredo's... organisational skills with the number of hires he has and how he manages to keep everything maintained.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It is.
Compared to some individuals.
Yeah. Well, I was serious in thinking of approaching him and saying, you should put on an event and give us some tips on how you do it.
Time management skills.
Yeah, he's got good... Well, it's not just that. No. I think when he does a trip, he's really... Like, he did a trip recently up to the Flinders last weekend and to maintain one of his caches. Because it needed maintenance. And it's been like that for a couple of weeks.
Three church micros in one little tank.
But yeah, that's right. Then all these new caches pop up. Where he's been.
Craddock's got 3 multi-caches in it, nothing else.
It's really good.
And he went.
Wait till you do it.
And he obviously got. He goes and finds stuff he hasn't got. And I just want to know how he. I think he's.
Can I tell you the secret? When you're Freddo and you've got none to find yourself, then you know all you've got left is to maintain your own caches.
Well, he's always travelling to find new caches, though. Have you watched his log?
He probably hid more than he found that week. Last weekend.
Oh, he probably did. He's on a streak at the moment, so he's rationing how many he finds.
Like a high streak.
And he's trying to fill in his multi-calendar as well.
I may or may not have suggested that to him. I can't say any more than that. There's a few of us doing that.
Yes, I know.
I've got everyone onto that one, I think, early on.
Yeah, you got me onto that.
Yeah, that word spread around quite quickly.
Yours is the most impressive.
Yeah. But I'm going to...
Well, Monty wasn't working on it. I told him about a month ago.
Oh,
and I showed him the screenshot.
Another 25 Rhino containers arrived yesterday. So I'll be doing some more churches.
Because there'll be challenges like fire.
Oh, yeah.
8 kilometres.
We're all going to be in.
The dollar was like probably really good.
Probably. Not that many, but I'll probably do 8 or 10 new ones. It's the plan anyway. Grange and, you know, those sorts of places.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
North Adelaide needs some more caches.
Your grade one Jess Wrigley one, I've got no ideas.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Have you scanned the QR code?
It doesn't scan.
It does scan.
Yeah, it does, and it gives you the answer.
Well, it's not scanning on my...
I had trouble on mine, actually, as well, and I was saying that to Grange.
It's got 15 green ticks.
So. I saw that.
Get a different scanner. Get another app.
Mitchell and Hound. It's Michelle. The coordinates are getting passed around.
It's Michelle.
No, if you ask Hurdle's article, it says otherwise.
It's Michelle's and Hound.
I keep thinking of you as Michelle and not Sue. That's the problem. It throws me.
Well, when I first set up the name, it was the Michelles and the Hound. And then it was like, I'm not writing that every time.
But I like the Hound. That sounds very English, like, and the Hound. One's going foxing with the Hound.
So I changed it to Michelles and Hound instead of the Michelles and the Hound.
I think half the community very thinks you're called Michelle.
I know they do. Lots of people still call me Michelle.
Oh, I do. And then people go, hey, Sue. Like, oh, yeah, that's right, Sue. Yeah, yeah.
It's like I call GPS Gordon. And then, I get a look.
I don't know. I'm just doing it now. I hadn't even looked at it.
Bill gets called Brad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I call him Brad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... But that I think he's all right with it. I think it's like yours. He's okay with it.
So you don't like being called Mitchell?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, now I know.
No, don't have been called.
Sorry. I'll grow up now.
I have to
cut that out.
Show some decorum, David.
No, but keep repeating it. I'll grow up now.
I'd like to be the treasurer.
Oh, did you like that in my new... have you looked at my new event?
No.
Oh, which one?
The one that clashes with the Loxton one.
I know that.
Oh, because I'm going...
As if you didn't check Loxton for events before you posted yours.
I know, exactly.
Check the entire state before events before you post your own.
The people who aren't going to Loxton can come to it. There's many.
I'll be in Loxton.
Because everybody's logged who's logged so far. Said, I'm going to be an event in Loxton. I'm going to be
at
my event
in
Loxton.
Spaces out by a few hours so we can drive from one to the other.
Well, then Heather should have had hers later in the day.
I found a cache in Loxton, so don't point me again.
Even one on the island as well?
Yep.
Good luck then.
See, I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to be coming to the Breakfast Club.
I'll be there.
I thought you said you were away that weekend.
Which, what is it? Am I away?
What day is it, Mitchell?
The 29th.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's
fine. Was I?
What time?
I don't want that. What day is it?
29th.
Oh, I have to go to that.
30 here and then 9 Loxton.
Because some.
And that's Monday.
Anyway,
isn't
you need to look
it?
At
no,
the.
No, Sunday.
29th.
Sunday. Because
some.
28th
or Sunday.
Some certain individual put a cache 3 km from my house where I have to find 200 where I go. It's in letterboxes.
What's happening on the 28th?
So I've got to go do that freaking bike thing.
I'll come with us.
I've got doing something on the 28th.
We've done that, really? Oh, I'm there. I'm going. Yeah, I was talking to Lib and Headwalker when they set it up.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there.
I don't want to start being like Connor and changing the dates and the times to my events.
Paperwork about
it. Oh, so you're going to wait till the day out and then do it, are
you?
Yeah. Okay. No, I was going to do that weekend.
I'm doing something on the 28th, cool. That's why I can't, it can't be done.
Yeah, so am I. I'm watching the footy.
So you can come on 29th?
Because closest to home.
Nah,
okay.
I thought you were.
But I don't get back to the
floor. But unsigned. Oh, sorry.
No, I haven't.
So
no,
I did have got to stack up about 5 events on that weekend.
What weekend we're talking about? I'm not that one as well.
Are you not going to that one, Ben?
Right, I better go.
The, where
the
I go?
Now, God,
the bike suit.
On the lunch,
so, did you stay around here for work before coming in? Wow.
I spoke to Mum and she said, "How come he's still at work?" I said, "I'm going to some blokes club." And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "There's a podcast on, and it's all blokes that go, so I thought I would just go
good on you."
Oh, yeah, Jess
Rickman break
doesn't
up
come
the,
to this one. Had she known that you'd come?
I just thought I would, as I work so close by. I stayed an extra two hours at work.
Oh, that means
oh.
You get to sleep in tomorrow.
Huh?
You get to sleep in.
And I did that this morning.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
Oh, well, say hi to your mum for me.
No, I've already spoken to her.
Oh, well, next one.
I will. She'll like that. She sometimes asks me about you.
Yeah. Oh, I figured, like, me in the fridge. Like.
She thought you were a very nice young man.
Oh. Well, she's got the wrong end of the
stick. Yeah, for some reason, like, old people would really like
me. Well, that was
like.
The day that you were with all the ladies that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Gary.
No worries. Thank
I
you
might come along
attending.
To another one now that I know it's not so scary.
No, it's not. And you've got a good voice for radio as well.
Yeah, well, I do have grade 8 speech and drama.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. And I speak English properly.
You speak the Queen's English, which is lovely.
Can you not get it to work either?
No, I'm trying to just change the...
Yeah,
contrast.
So I think I
send it into a D3.
Just copy the URL into the thing online and just go.
Sure.
What's happening with Boris?
It but it won't,
it's
won't
lost
read
the plot.
It.
Yeah, your country's like USA now. Sorry
what's
to our American listeners.
well, Boris is up shit creek without a paddle, basically.
Yeah, it's just chaos there, right?
It's just absolute chaos,
It's
they voted him in, so...
But then half his party have voted against him, and now they're back to square one again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Chaos.
I should just exit the Brexit. As in, just
exit Brexit.
And cancel.
That's
the new placard. Exit Brexit.
And then
you
can stay with the EU.
That's very good.
The problem is, though,
you could be a protester.
Yeah.
There's half the people in the country want to stay, and half want to leave. So what do you do? You just
ends up. Something like constitution changes. They need, like, I think Australia is up 2/3 or something.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like a significant majority.
Why don't Scotland and Wales, like, just leave, and then, like, the other.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it's Ireland that's
the
problem.
Ireland's the issue.
Or Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland, yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that, this would have happened the first time around.
Mm.
But they don't want to have a border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
So interesting, though, how the history of that is
decaying
now.
And it's
a disaster. So recent as well. It's not even really done. So,
cool.
Thanks.
See you, Mitchell.
Yeah.
You see that in the article? So in the GH of the month, the hurdle series.
The Sudoku thing.
Yeah. Michelle's and Hounds was quoted as Mitchell's and Hounds. So I told her about that.
Who wrote that article? Walrus.
Must have been, or Andy Mills, was it?
No, I don't know. No,
I might be
Walrus. It was the Walrus.
I think Walrus was.
It was a Wayne.
I think that's a genuine typo.
I think it was.
Yeah. Well, that was a lifetime ago when I did all those Sudokus. Yeah, because that was back in the day. There wasn't a lot of puzzles.
Mm.
Back in the old days.
Was that back in the old days when you were actually doing a Sudoku by hand?
Look, even back then, I used solvers. I don't know if everyone else did, but I did.
Used an abacus.
Abacus.
in the old days.
Whoa, you've got a stamp working.
It's the old one.
No,
you found it.
The new one comes tomorrow. It actually come out alright. Oh, hardly. It's faded a lot.
Okay.
It'd be good to have a spare.
Has anyone found that one yet?
Which one? Mine?
Doing.
Mine or Greg?
Which one? The Jess one?
Jess got found about...
That's down south, isn't it?
It's in Bel Air.
Home.
Can we
close my wearer box?
Sorry, because who
yeah,
found it?
Very close.
Gridge?
Hurdle.
So, because isn't the rule, the gentleman's rule, that you need to allow 24 hours for those if X says please? So you should delete that log.
I don't play with fire.
Oh, I'm just like,
I poke the bear, but I don't play with it.
Speaking of which, I got that cache on the way here today. Poke the bear. You've done that one, haven't you?
No, I
that is good. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil it. It's probably one of the best hides I've found this year. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yep.
Fredo showed me what the cache was.
Speak of the devil.
Hello, Fredo.
I was just saying I did.
The boys' club again.
You miss Mitchell's. She just left.
Michelle's and Hound's been and gone. She knew you were coming. She nicked off.
Dave.
I just did poke the bear. That was marvellous.
Bucketeer.
Did you leave that tool there, or did someone else leave it?
So he would have found tools.
Yeah, no, that's what I left.
Oh, I couldn't have done it without that.
No, well, you would have had to go home and get a tool.
Well, I was going to take my electrician's stake, but I forgot it. And then I thought, oh no. And then I got there, and then you had a tool nearby, which I saw the geo-checker said there's a tool nearby. So that was excellent.
But the tool could disappear.
I know. Yeah, I still had to sort of jig it a bit, but
yeah.
I haven't said any more because I don't want to spoil it for those that haven't done it. But
can we have a GC code?
Oh,
poke
the bear.
No,
yeah, hang on. I'll tell you.
I don't know what GC.
It starts with 8. I can tell you that.
It starts with GC. What more do you want?
Monty.
Are you? Room?
Monty, he took one of my churches in Craddock. But that's alright, you can have it.
You found three churches in Craddock?
Oh, we found three churches in Craddock. One of them. There's not much left.
Well,
although the wiki page says that. It was a residence.
We were wondering just before you got here in the last week if you hit more cages than you found last week, because we think you did.
The week before I hit more than I found.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, that's.
But that I'm not going to publish them all.
Yeah, 7NR40.
Hey.
Why?
Well, that would you adventure 2021.
Oh, they're not yours, personally.
So we have down there. Can't drive to it. I didn't publish any of those.
It's 3.5 train for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, more cage maintenance. There's nothing wrong with this log scroll.
Logs a bit jammed in there.
Where's that from?
That is Duck Phobia.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, I think I got silver or bronze on that.
That was when I was starting to first converse with Fredo, and I told him it was missing.
And he said, no, it's there.
Yeah. No, and it was missing.
Was it missing?
Yeah, it was missing.
Well, it had moved. It's supposed to be in the bottom rail. And it was in the top
rail. Yeah, I came past it and eventually found it. That was like 3 years ago.
Was
there even a pencil in there?
Was the little peanut pound one missing in the end or not?
Yes.
So now should we go online and check all the names off on the logs online?
I never knew that.
Here we go. The GC for Poke the Bear is
7
I'm getting there. GC. Oh, I haven't got my glasses on.
That's what I wrote down. So
Poke the Bear is GC7.
Oh yeah, it was gone.
You put two new S caches in for me.
4-0. Oh, you already got it.
I'll be there next week.
Oh, did he? Oh, I missed it. Oh, sorry. Oh, I missed it.
We were going up that way.
I was too busy looking for it.
There's three first and finds.
Three multis.
You'll enjoy those ones.
There is a warped sense of humour.
They do a lap of the tent, like a. What with the start of one's the end of the next one?
You find out.
Great minds think alike.
You'll find out when you get there.
On previous podcasts, we've talked about personal favourites for caches. So if you reckon Poke the Bear is your personal favourite, what about your second and your third?
Oh, well, it's a favourite this year. I think it's one of the better hides off.
Yeah.
found this year.
Google some stuff, Ben.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think here because there were some really good ones in the UK, but that doesn't help anybody.
What about out of Bridge. Fort Knox and...
Oh, yeah.
Hasta La Vista.
Hasta La Vista's pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good case. Fort Knox is good.
But he's changed the twine, so you know how you had the blue and the red?
Yeah, but you want two together, didn't
now
you?
Now it's just one long blue twine.
Oh, is it?
But it's still good. Like, I did it, what, maybe 2 or 3 months ago now.
It's just a good location.
It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing you hook it on was missing, but you just...
We just tied a knot to the one of the pole or something that was there.
Mm.
Was there a bat there when you did it?
A bat?
Bats when I did it.
Oh. When we went to walk in there, we did it at night time and
bat
flying around.
Well, that might... So when we did it, at the edge of the pipe, there was a cloud of insects that you had to walk through. They weren't in the tunnel. And they weren't actually in the little chamber in the room, but they were there right at the entrance, so you sort of and jump into them.
How far does that go in? That'd be interesting.
People have walked through.
We went to keep walking through it, and then, you know, the chest felt a bit tight, and I don't know if it was the dust or whether I started feeling that it was all closing in.
Yeah, it's a bit claustrophobic. Hasta La Vista.
Just out of Kapunda.
Oh, sorry.
If you suffer from claustrophobia,
just between Kapunda and Tali.
That one's not too bad. Okay. It's not like you have to crawl.
It's not as bad as the one in the First Creek Drain, anyway.
Rustical Resistance.
Yeah.
Or Wow It's Dark.
Wow It's Dark in here is a good. That's a bit of
that's
a.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
For claustrophobia. Probably the nastiest one is that cave up on Norton Summit Road.
Yeah, the Pengenese one. And the
the other one.
On your
dirty
knees.
The climbing.
Not
the
Alibaba one? Not the...
No.
The one on Gorge Road, that's...
Alibaba's gorgeous.
No, not Gorge Road, Norton Summit Road.
Yeah, old Norton Summit
Road. Yeah, I know the
one. Summit. There's a multi. Is it a multi?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a multi.
Multi, and you...
Yeah, some cave, I remember.
And you go...
Oh, the one where you go up the
you go way up to the climbing area, and then you think you're finding caves because there's caves the size of this room, and you think, oh, well, there it's okay, there'll be caves around here, and then you actually work out that you've got to crawl into a space that's like crawling under your desk, and then once you're in there, you've actually got to crawl around in some tunnels to go.
Already
it's
out.
A risk listening.
Oh, that's awesome.
You start talking about the cave.
Yeah,
that's it.
On Norton Summit Road.
Yeah, that's it.
There's
also the one at the south end.
And
the
if
east,
anyone else wants to look that up, it'll be the GC code for the cave.
The cave. Come
you
on.
Just had it, Grinch.
I just had it. 5J5YQ.
5J.
There's one at south end too.
5YQ.
Yeah, south end one's not too bad because it's sort of. You got to spit yourself into it, but once you're actually in it, it's quite a big change.
You got what?
Yeah, it gets
I'm
better.
I'm making a joke for myself, not for me.
But on your knees is good. From a caving's perspective. Cause
that's big when you go in there, isn't
it? That's bigger inside than the entrance. So it's sort of... And the thing is that it's a busy road, and people are watching you as you disappear into this hole.
Is that one Grant Osmond still there, just off the road, that there was an adit off the road, or did that get...
Yeah, that's not bad.
Is that still there, or did that get closed?
Your one?
No, Unicycle's one.
Yeah.
Because that has the most fantastic...
Yeah, they're still there.
The hint is... Only the penitent shall pass.
That's what you call that tunnel.
Which means you've got to crawl into the tunnel on your knees.
Indiana Jones.
Take a boy.
Take a boy.
Oh,
that's the one.
Well, I did that with
that's
Brad
the one. Yeah.
That was a good
one. Beyond Ultravada, there's a 2 kilometre drain hike.
That hasn't been found since 2014.
Yeah, well, you've got
to solve
Ultraviolet first to be able to do Beyond Ultraviolet, and that you've got to go up all these little passageways to get clues that are spray painted in the pipes.
Yeah,
which is a bit of a spoiler, but never mind. It's not much of a spoiler because there's still a lot of work to do after that. It's a zither and puzzle.
And then you got to solve in the
but didn't Winter Dragon do it on site? He sat there and did it with pen and paper and solved it. Most people went home and solved it.
Yeah.
Because he's hardcore, he just sat there and sorted it out. Whereas the rest of us, did it separately. But.
And is that caches in the drains?
Yeah, actually, that's the one I got claustro on. That was a long way in.
Wow.
And I started to, like you said, you start to get, you sound a bit tight-chested, what's going on? But fortunately, that one, there is a point where you can get some fresh air along the way, and that helped me a lot. Just seeing a bit of sunlight, a bit of fresh air, is like, oh, that's better.
It's funny, because we went the post-accordance of ultrabikes. I got the new UV torch. I'm like, cool, I want to test that out. We went in the middle of winter last year, trying to find it sort of thing. I'm like, what the hell is this sort of thing? We kept looking around the post-accordance, and then we saw the drain, and we're like, oh, okay, we get it now. We need to go in there. And it was obviously quite flooded.
Oh, you wouldn't do it when it's wet. No way.
So, and then we never got the chance, and we forgot about it in summer. Now it's back winter again.
Is there still the one under the old Sweps factory?
Yeah.
That's a zipper in 10 grams?
10 grams?
That was a good puzzle.
That's in Third Creek.
Oh,
off a bridge in that
off
Montague?
No, it's
OG Road.
Paynham Road. It's corner of Paynham Road and OG Road. And the beauty of that one is that near the entrance to the tunnel, there was a large hole in the floor. So if you weren't very careful about where you stepped, you would end up going well over your knee.
OG Road and Paynham Road.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh, it's a multi?
Yes, that's a puzzle.
That's a puzzle.
What's it called?
So these 10 grams.
10 grams. T-A-N.
Oh, I've sold that one. Yeah.
Oh, 10 grams. Yeah, I went down to do that.
It's a reasonable size drain. The problem is that there's a hole in the floor.
I went. I've actually been in that drain because I jumped over and walked in.
It's a bridge. Yeah.
And then, how far do you go in?
Not
far.
It's
under the bridge,
it's about two-thirds of the way through.
Oh, you've actually got to walk.
Yeah. But it's not a very long tunnel.
I'll go there with you one day.
Yeah.
I thought you just had to
walk.
Yeah.
Under the road bridge, and then
I don't remember it being very far.
Yeah, I hit my
either.
Head on the pipe and just fell on the ground.
I remember it from the other side.
Oh,
it probably depends which side you come from.
I came from the.
I assume you come from the downstream
north
side where the park is.
Did you come from the north side?
Yeah, north
south?
And walk, not south. I came from the north.
How far is your cache in?
Yeah, I walked
which
south.
One?
Yeah.
The one that starts where the wall.
Oh, the Shadowlands.
Yeah.
Shadowlands is 100 metres, maybe.
Yeah,
100. It's not very far, really.
Just
I
haven't done that
in.
Yet.
Huh?
Like,
that's
I haven't done that yet.
No,
oh,
either.
Hang on, no, I have
it's
done
got a
that
unique
one.
Cache container because I looked around it.
I did with you.
Did you?
Yeah,
right,
we did it. I'm thinking
area.
Of the other one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Del Toro.
Did you hide? Did you spray paint the frog on the wall?
I took 3 cans of paint in there.
Allegedly, Your Honour. Well, that's like Beyond Ultraviolet. There's lots of names spray paint in there.
Oh,
there's a TARDIS in there on the wall. That's spray paint.
Well,
you just have to be walking through.
I've seen it in front of the front before.
Which
is a cache.
There's got to be a cache there.
Look around.
I reckon, I don't think I did it alone. It must be with you.
Maybe I might have been with me.
We walked in, I reckon it was us,
We walked once from, when they were doing the gardens, we walked from the other end to get to the Shadowlands, which is. That's about 2 kilometres.
Wow.
There's a GCA one halfway along there too.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
And we had, when we walked into the tunnel, there was 4 of us or 5 of us, and there was a, we frightened a rat, and it was running in front of us. And it ran in front of us for about 1 kilometre before it worked up the courage to turn around and run back to us.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
It's going, oh man, I'm going to get lost.
The amount of cockroaches in, wow, it's dark in here, is ridiculous though.
I've shone my torch. You know that scene in The Mummy where all these cockroaches come out? I've seen that a couple of times.
I haven't seen a snake yet. Oh, I've seen them go in, but I've never met one while I'm in there. Because where you had that event near Anzac Highway on that part there, I used to train there at lunchtimes because I used to work near there. And, you know, I'm walking towards where I go to train and I see this 2 metre brown just going to the drain and off he goes, you know, into the drain. I just thought, oh, wow, they're just... And apparently the cave clans say you'll, especially in summer, you'll often come across a snake or whatever in there.
A brownie.
I mean, they probably feed on the the vermin, I suppose.
Oh, there's plenty of food in there.
Well, there's lots of cockroaches.
And there's piles of water
Well, the cockroaches are food for the rats, which are food for the...
For the snake, yeah. And there's a bit of water, snakes like a bit of water. And and it's warm in there, you know, like... It's actually maybe winter you get them, because it's warm all year round down there.
They get washed out in winter, don't they?
There's a letterbox in Ballarat.
Oh, yeah.
You've done that one.
Sub-American letterbox.
Yeah.
That was the scariest experience.
That little tunnel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you walk a fair way. I reckon you walk about half a kilometre.
Yeah, it's not... The major drain to Hanging or whatever it's called, the Trad, is a fair way. And then once you go into the off drain,
it's
you count down the numbers. But we got within probably 50 metres of the cache, and then there's an S, kind of a 45 degree bend where the cache is. And we heard some voices, this guy, and it sounded like some squealing little kids. And Mum and I were looking at each other going, holy crap, like, who's down here? So we found the cache, we quickly signed it, shoved it back, and we just turned around and piss bolted.
Oh, okay.
And then we waited, once we got back to the car, and we just waited and waited and waited till we saw some people. And there was, one guy and four girls down in the trains. And they were all about 15 or 16.
That's when you turn your torch on and slowly sneak up on them and jump up behind them.
I reckon it's a virtual cache on Bradley Head. The rushes are coming.
Oh.
And you go into some tunnels that are part of an old fort.
Yeah.
So Shane and I were in the tunnels doing the virtual cache, which is basically just take a picture of yourself in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And some kids walked into the tunnel not knowing we were in there. And unfortunately we scared the crap out of them. We didn't two ugly old guys that just...
Oh, it would scare you.
Flashing torches around, and they probably still having nightmares. They'd be having counselling.
Well, it's dark in here. Someone went in there and found someone doing a photo shoot for a album cover.
Yeah,
inside there.
In the tunnel. Yeah.
In the tunnel, not in the side tunnel.
Yeah, we took heaps of photos.
In the main tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we set up a whole DSLR and took heaps of photos.
Yeah. Because there's a few sections of that tunnel that are really old, like with the bricks and all that.
The first section is all bricks. Yeah. I did in April last year. And
was
it
that
was
before the bus tunnel got built? Or?
So
that was after.
After
so what happens now? Because the bus tunnel's basically...
The bus tunnel goes under it.
Yeah, so for about... As you enter from the botanical gardens, it's all brick for about... I don't know, a couple hundred metres, and then it goes to the new concrete.
So does the bus tunnel go under?
The bus tunnel goes under it, yeah.
Goes
under the
river,
creek.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because that's only road surface pretty much, where you're walking, so...
Yeah, so the bus tunnel's at the bottom, and there's a creek, and there's a road above that.
Because they would have built... Because there's a whole new... looks all new, because there's no spray paint or anything, because there's a lot of spray paint the whole way.
So did they fix the bit, because it used to have props holding it up, do you remember that? Like it was...
That was while they were building the bus tunnel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all a bit... That old section had props and all. So that's all gone now.
It's all just...
So maybe it's been fixed.
Yeah, now it's just...
The bit with the bus tunnel
big concrete drain, probably about the width of the room.
Oh, it's probably safer now.
We worked out where the final is, because there's one near the entrance to the side tunnel. There's like a grate, and you can look up and see what's happening in the street above.
You sold your GPS.
And we couldn't. We didn't do that.
We
took a picture of the... There's like a security sign on the gate of the house above. Then you can see it. So we then drove up and down the streets until we matched that picture. And found where they are.
You know, you could have just put your GPS there.
Except that grate would be like the perfect Faraday cage for this.
Could you reach the grate or not? Could you get your antenna outside of the grate?
Get your hands up there.
If you get your antenna outside the grate, you'd be
when
right.
When Tamara did it, because
didn't they climb out of there?
She was getting panicky. She was, and so they actually
they had someone on top and they just
boosted her out.
They
knew where they had to be because we told them where they.
We just walked out. We just kept walking, and it was so it wasn't very far.
And you ended up coming out at
Norwood.
Norwood,
that guy's front yard, whatever it is.
Nah, it's on the back of someone's house there.
Yeah, it is. So it's just a
end of a side, end of a street. Yeah,
in Norwood. I don't know if there's any.
It's a fair old hike.
Put
no
another
ways.
One in there,
guys.
So yeah,
catch you, Greg.
You, when's your trip start?
Next week, start Thursday.
Okay. All
right. Is over the year peninsula and pick out.
You get his event on the way. Or?
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, he's got the, you've got the event in Port Augusta.
Yeah, I might even go to that.
Yeah, and then we've both got one in Roxby Downs, about 3 or 4 days apart.
So, I need Roxby on for my LGA.
Oh, don't, it's going to come to mine.
I was trying
I
to
need,
have
yeah.
Vista, La Vista, yes.
Bill pointed out that Two Wise Tassies have completed.
Yeah, I saw that. Because I'm watching that. That's close to home.
Which is embarrassing to me.
That's embarrassing to me, too.
Have they done...
But I couldn't work out why they went to Roxby, but they went to Roxby because...
Oh, just a ticket.
So that Roxby trip gives you... Oh, I don't know.
From Port Augusta to Roxby gets you nothing.
You could do Cooperpedia as well, if you want, like, go around either side.
Well, they've been up to Alice Springs, so...
Yeah, so they would have done APY on the way as well, it meant to be.
They wouldn't have...
No, they didn't.
They can't get to Minterby.
Well, not yet. You still can, but they're about to close it off.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
When did they close that?
They haven't closed. They were supposed to close it at the end of July.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about the end of October.
Why are they closing
yes,
it?
Yes, I'll just be able to get to it.
Why are they closing it?
Because it's a drug.
Oh.
They suspect the white people are bringing in drugs.
Oh, people
to
bring
the
stuff
abos.
In.
Yeah.
People bring stuff. It's the vector for all the drugs that end up in the opioid.
Is that right?
That's what they're
doing. Oh, see.
But when, how did
which just means they'll find another way.
Exactly. Yeah, another
it's not. It's not going to stop it.
No.
Because these people are addicted, so they're going to do whatever they can to get it. It's,
yeah,
it's
so how did Two West Tassies get Maralinga?
Well, they didn't need to. You only need...
You need three.
You miss three.
Yeah,
you miss three, so...
I wonder if they got Gerard.
Miss Maralinga.
They wouldn't have Gerard.
Gerard doesn't,
Gerard
count
doesn't
anymore.
Exist anymore.
But I've done the...
it does on the
first place, but...
They don't... No,
yeah,
it
so,
doesn't,
so
because
now
I've got Windbill, which is the only case in Gerard, and I put... If you look through,
but
it doesn't...
You've put a throwdown on.
It still comes up on the chat.
Well, everybody, even the last person, which was White Dog Gang, put a throwdown, because I called him and I said, it's in this tree, and he's like, yep. And the tree is like slowly... All the inside bark
I've
is broken down.
It's not there, I know.
Yeah.
Did you do a DNF?
I did a DNF, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'll put another cache there.
Oh, so you cheated, Rich.
No, because I called the previous finder and it was...
I called Mike as well.
And he said he was in the tree and so... And he replaced it,
did
so
you,
I replaced
you drove
it.
There, though?
I drove there, yeah.
I paddled.
Did you have to pay to drive there?
You're supposed to, but...
I'm going to paddle now.
He said, oh, you're in Africa,
yeah,
so
church
you can go for
where
free.
You launched from.
Oh, so you weren't doing his tracks, you were just...
Yeah, so I just said I wanted to go down the river for a picnic. He's gone, man. Off you go, don't bother.
It took. I paddled about 3 kilometres.
Yeah, it's about three.
Because
yeah.
I where my multi is.
Yeah, you put it there, didn't you? There's a multi.
My used
yeah,
to
that's
be,
where you launch, isn't it?
If you
yeah.
If you got there and found someone camping on it though.
That's not going to worry us. We just explain the game.
When
yeah.
I got there, there were two tents on either side of that tree, and they were slowly packing it up. So I went and sat down the road for half an hour, and they finally packed up and left.
And then you still couldn't find the cache.
Still couldn't find the bloody thing.
Yeah, I dug a lot of that tree out. The cache is in there somewhere.
It's probably about 20 caches.
But given that that's a campsite for the
boats.
For the four-wheel drive.
They
sell that to go and go camp there for $50 a night or something.
Okay,
that's
right.
One of the designated spots, so there's going to be people staying there all the time.
Because it's right on the corner of the inlet, the river, so...
Mm. It's Big Bend, isn't it? I think you've
yeah.
got Big Bend there.
No, there's a bend there, but it's...
I think it's Big... It's
a Big Bend, yeah,
it's
Big
Bend.
Bend.
I'm sure it is.
Big Bend's up
Big Bend's
Swan
another
Reach.
Place. Big Bend is it?
Oh.
Bit like Big Bend, the place is at Swan Reach.
Oh.
Near Swan Reach.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there
it's
is...
It's fit, what, 2 coasts
south?
Of, yeah, probably actually more than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
probably
about 5 coasts.
But there is a Big Bend in the river there.
It's... The cache is a K and a half of paddling from where you launch.
Yeah.
You get to so far and then there's a fence. It's one of the few places along the river where you can't drive any further.
Mm.
I saw you found that Merc Bay puzzle, that 5-5.
Yeah.
Was it 5-5?
Yeah, it was 5-5.
Yeah, it was
a
5-5. It's the only cache in the area.
Well, that was an example where somebody was camped there. So we turned up and there was a...
Oh, was there someone there?
There was a houseboat.
Oh, near the...
At GZ.
Oh,
like,
you're joking.
You know, basically, the only reason that they weren't further north was that the tree was in the way.
Yeah, because we put it right next to... Yeah, it was right where you could just paddle
in. Yeah, well, there was a houseboat there.
And that was that windy day, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We pulled up and we looked at it, and Bill had gone to school with the guy.
Oh, you, is there anyone Bill doesn't know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody logged something in Ewing. That was Ben. You logged something in Ewing the other day. Then it turns out he knew Bill.
No, I logged that.
Oh, you logged that?
Yeah. So I read this big thing about a tag. Bill in it. No, it said that like he'd heard him on the radio. And he's like, oh, yeah, that Bill Griggs guy was like... Because it, anyway, the story was when we find a cage, the neighbor's yelling out at us going, oi, what are you guys doing? Sort of thing. And we're like, oh, nothing. Like, are you guys geocaching? And we said, oh, yeah, we are. He's like, yeah, I saw some girl there the other day, sort of thing. Yeah, hey, Ma, geocaching.
Oh, Ma.
And then, yeah, and he was like trying to talk to us and strike a conversation around. And he's like, yeah, I heard on a radio, yeah, that Bill Griggs, yeah, he asked him, you know, what he does with his time now, and he geocaches. So I tagged him. I said, Bill needs to have a coffee with the guy.
Yeah, he does.
Fix him up. Well, this guy, they
so they were all right with it?
They were all right with it because there was nothing else happening.
They thought you were mad.
Yeah.
Was like this
Did
guy.
You like the puzzle? It was his. It was Any Mill's idea, but I made it a bit harder.
Yeah.
We tweaked it a bit, but it was...
I just didn't tweak to the...
Because it's very, as you know, when you get to the end, it's very simple.
But I didn't get that. I didn't tweak that bit.
Well, Bill didn't either.
Yeah. For some reason, that didn't.
I'm still.
I was overthinking it. But it's actually not that far from what Trog did. When you think about it, Trog's first puzzle.
Oh,
but he was doing it in 42s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar. Yeah.
Similar concept.
So we. I mean,
we got a solution for the. Rod 81 said please.
But Rod 81 said please. That's down in Chapel Hill area.
I can't even find the puzzle.
It's in the source code.
Are you serious, Brenno?
I didn't look in the source code.
What do you mean you didn't look in the source code? That's the first thing you do on every puzzle. You look at the source code. Even if it's one star.
I didn't look at the source code.
I look at the source code for everything.
I looked at the picture. I pulled the picture apart. The picture's a standard picture.
Ring up.
And the song, like, there's nothing wrong with the song.
You were the one that first introduced us to source code puzzles all those years ago.
Yeah, I was too.
That's how you solve half of yours.
Yeah.
It's the source code. Because even if it's
something. I looked in the source code.
Even if it's not the source code, even if it's like a hidden image or something, you'll find
it.
Read
Bill's log and he tells you it's the source code.
Even a one star.
And he tells you it's not what three words.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, that's.
Oh, that's not like right.
Is that.
What?
Because I saw Jess. How come Jess is so easy?
Because you need a nice, easy puzzle
exactly
for Jess
right.
In a nice location.
A lot of puzzles. Just always go and check that because it can be commented
You got it scanned.
Or white text that you
a few people can't
see.
Get the QR code
so
scanned.
Well, I've got my problem is that it's not a problem, but Android in their latest offering to us. So who's got an Android? Hands up. Who's got an Android? Okay.
I have a proper phone.
All right. So in the latest firmware upgrade. What they've done is they've enabled the camera so that if you're taking a photo and the camera sees a QR code, it automatically converts it.
Yeah, that's what it does on iPhone.
Yeah, so iPhone may have been doing that since forever. So the only problem with this is...
That would depend on your camera app.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
No, you don't even...
You can't take a photo of the QR code.
Well, you could take a photo of the QR code. It'll still take a photo. Oh. But when it actually looks at the QR code and says, oh, there's a QR code, you will want this bit of information.
Yeah.
So if it's a URL, it says press here and it will take you to the browser.
Mm.
If it's text, like a set of coordinates, it says, here's some text. You might like to do something with that, but I'm not going to let you copy and paste it. The only thing you can do is send it to somebody.
Oh.
So when those four came out, northerly, easterly, westerly, southerly, I had this thing and I went, oh, and then I've got to send this to somebody. So I sent Bill the coordinates and then I sent him the coordinates of the next one. And then he was like, why the fuck are you doing this? I was like, because I can't copy and paste it.
The best thing with those,
now,
did you notice? Because I picked them up the other day.
You know that you can go to
the
app
store
and download a different...
Oh, I've got apps. I've got apps, but this is just
yeah, but
this is native.
No, that'd be the app. What brand phone is it? That'd be the camera Samsung. App. That's the Samsung camera app. That's the, so Samsung have done that, not
Android.
Oh,
okay.
So
if you go,
so you can override that. You can go, I don't want to use that. I want to use my a different camera app. So that's Samsung being helpful and trying to help.
But it's
you.
Got a great camera app. Have
yeah.
you seen the slow mo?
Which Samsung is it? What?
It's a Samsung 8.
Galaxy
and,
8.
And it's got this super slow mo. Take a picture of a fire.
Yeah.
It's super
so that's what high frames
yeah,
per second.
The new,
frames
it is fully
the
sick.
New S10 camera
is
unreal.
So it just sits there taking frames like at high speed. Like
oh, at super high speed.
That
and then and then but it only sort of takes about a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
Like there's 1,000 frames in that and it's just like
that's on the that's on this.
Yeah, I've got them. I've got QR scanners. I've got
pick one that
you haven't bought
that
stuff like BCF you put into a camera.
The one I've got is that one
and
with
the
green
thing.
Does that not give
no,
you the
no.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So yeah, that's pretty good.
I just found this appy thing.
There you go.
So is that in super slow?
No, that's just profile on iPhone.
Oh, okay.
That's unedited. Yeah.
Have you picked up that northerly, southerly? Have you done them yet?
No.
Because you see they're not north, south, east, or west. Like the northerly one's like west and the southerly one, it's all over the place.
No spoilers for our viewers.
Oh, it's not a spoiler. This won't help you. They're just, I think
you
got mixed up.
Yet, you're not going to find it. So.
Well, and three of them are west when we went and did them the other day.
Already.
Oh, yeah, they're going to last all 2 months.
They're not
going
to last.
Final.
Okay, so I've got to get
that's why I sold you it.
That's why when I was up there for that event, that's why I went and got all those new puzzles because some of the containers I don't think will last all that long. The logs are going to get
fine.
Really wet.
I can lug it.
I can always start shoving another. I've printed 1,000 log sheets yesterday.
Millicent
2020 on the front of them.
Yeah, I've got a car full of those. I've got about 20 in my car.
They're so good, actually.
I put out a new puzzle chat, and I was like, oh, I need one of these log books.
I'm trying to remember.
When we were still using these in 2030, we're still putting these out.
Yeah, because I came across one the other day, and I'm trying to think where it was, and it was the last place
well,
I was.
They were all over, because we're giving away.
Because people use them as replacement.
A couple of thousand.
Yeah, as replacement logs.
In interstate areas.
Yeah, well, the whole book went in at Parkfield, like the whole tub went, and I was
yeah,
like 400.
Yeah.
Oh, you took them
there. About 500 in there.
Yeah.
And they just went poof.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, I got about 20 in my car. They're just good to have
only
handy.
Yeah, exactly. Just
as well. Nice.
Get about 100.
Can we run an event on how to put a logbook back into an Eclipse tin?
Yeah.
Because I'm really starting to set me off.
It's all the new people, though.
And then I talk to one.
Yeah, so what's the right method for
you put the stable out the top.
Yeah,
the right method is you actually have to think about it before you do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
we
like,
need to modify those
like,
things
it's
so you
just
have
one
arrow.
Of these things where you got one thing in one hand and one in the other and you don't even think about it, you just go like that.
Yeah.
You know, we need a meet Tim power trail with like the logbooks.
Well, I was
and then be like, oh, this one 5 minutes trying to get the logbook out.
I was,
next time.
I was talking to Money Dog at the event because I was having a moan to him because we had some interstate visitors and obviously they mint tins are more popular here than elsewhere, so they innocently didn't know what they'd done. And it was your cash, actually. It was the one that used to be diamonds on the soles of your shoes. Your replacement.
Oh,
Tananda. Yeah, that one. Yeah,
that one.
So I'm sitting there going, let's get this logbook out, flicking it. And then Money Dog's asked for that. He says, nah, you put it back the way you found it. And he says, splay it out of it for the fact. I'm the least finder. He said, that's the rule, put it back the way you find it.
Oh, no. Jam it back in there for the next
person. I said, oh, no. I said, I'm not OCD, but that really bothers me when people put them in the wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's frustrating.
The only good thing is if they're in a plastic bag.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
No.
That's
but most
right.
of them you don't put in bags because you
into
want them to dry out.
Bag in the wrong
yeah.
bag.
And they dry out without a plastic bag.
Yeah, that's the good thing about mint tin is that you can actually, without a plastic bag.
Yeah.
You don't put mint tins without plastic bags in Tasmania because
oh,
you'll
no,
never
you
dry
that.
Out.
Oh, yeah,
you'll
never
dry out there.
Yeah. Whereas here,
yeah,
they.
Whereas,
where it gets, a mint tin gets to over 50 degrees.
We found a cache on the weekend. Emma Smith, has anybody done Emma? You did Emma Smith.
Yeah, with you, wasn't it?
The
grave.
That's about the sixth time I've taken something.
Is that the
yeah.
ammo can?
No, it's
no,
a separate
it's,
grave.
It's a little grave of a 2 year old child. And,
have I done it?
The
yeah, you came with us.
The cache container is the original cache container from about 2004.
Oh, is that Astros? The plastic
with the original
bucket?
Book from 2004, but the lid is totally destroyed. It's not. But it hasn't rained up there for 2 years.
So it's dry.
And I didn't have a container that size. I mean, I had a container that, which we tried to jam the logbook into and that wouldn't fit. So we just...
I think it's a shame.
And where's that?
That's on the Brachina Gorge.
Near the end, just before you turn up to Blimmer.
Yeah.
Because you love those old logbooks.
It's opposite the Golden Spike.
You need a case replacement there.
Yeah, it needs actually.
We're going to go through there anyway because
need something. It needs like a four liter system or a 2 liter system.
Oh right, yeah.
It's that sort of size.
Big.
It's a big thing, but it's like it's the same thing, and it hasn't been muggled in so many years. So
wow,
yeah. It's just the container's just slowly falling apart.
And it will over time.
Yeah, well this one the lid doesn't seal at all. The whole rim of the lid's gone.
How long did it take you to walk up Mount Haywood?
I left at 7, I was back at 12.
Ah, not even that long.
Yeah, we spent half an hour at the top and also totally wasted at least half an hour. Stick to the ridge? Yeah, I tried to shortcut it by going across through a forest. And that was pretty wild in there.
Because we're going to do that next week, so.
Yeah. And what, you do the other one on the other side, Red Hill Lookout?
We're going to camp there, so.
Go one way and then the other one.
And I might go for a jog up to Hurdles and pace another one further up. Because I can.
Because you can.
And because...
Is SAGO5 going with you, so
yeah.
We'll probably place it then.
Yeah.
But are like Hurdles?
I've got ideas for reverse.
Apart from
reverse
Paul
Gregory
sitting here before, he was really not very well.
It's about 10k return, isn't it?
Yes, 5k's in.
Yeah, so he would have been going a bit slower than.
And it's easy though, because
it's a very flat walk, so it's gentle.
Oh, okay.
It's a gentle.
Bathtub Creek wasn't that hard, it was just a long walk.
Yeah, but
But once we turned off into the gorge, it was a bit up.
Yeah, so the first 5k's is just.
And you picked a hot day to do it.
Yeah, and then.
Nice day for it.
And then the first bit into the gorge wasn't too bad, but that last sort of 500 metres was.
Well, the last 5 metres was pretty extreme too.
Up to get up to the cache was pretty.
Yeah.
Further, you should put an earth cache further on.
I've still got the coordinates in my GPS. I was looking
go
at
for
them.
It. It's a good spot. It's not because you wouldn't actually go. Well,
do
you might not go
home
further.
Next week.
Yeah.
Well, I beta tested because I was there.
He was there.
I've got photos of it too.
My tour at Wilpena are good fun. They
yeah.
are fun earth caches.
That's you've got to walk into Wilpena there, yeah?
Yeah, you've got to go all the way into the homestead.
Oh, yeah.
And they're only 200 metres apart, so they're going to be really...
These new ones or old ones?
Yeah, they only come out one or two
brand
days.
New ones.
Say, cause
they're like one paragraph of description and answer a question. And he's really... I'm really happy with Jeff. He's like accepted this...
He's a good guy.
...concept of... These are supposed to be for 14-year-olds,
not for
geology students.
Yeah.
He's good to deal
who
with.
Who is the geo aware?
He's Ballalang. He's a Tassie reviewer. Jeff.
Jeff Jamison.
Don't think I've met
Jeff
him.
Jeff Jamison, yeah.
What was the go with your scanning archive there, Gridge?
Oh, yeah, my OptiGen archive. Because it was too similar to Fredo's.
Or was
so
it like a copy
close.
And paste?
No, it was edited.
But where's Fredo's too, though?
Hey,
Fredo's.
Fielding and Gully.
But that's like 30k's away, isn't it?
Yeah,
nah,
it's
fun. Not even that. It's a crow fly, so I reckon it's about 10.
he said, no. Yeah, did you see that?
But he published it, didn't he?
Yeah.
So what did he publish it? Someone blew the whistle. Somebody who used to be a football umpire.
See, I told you.
Blew the whistle. Whistleblower.
But yeah, so and then did you
some
see
of this you may have to edit.
We're talking about a
seen.
Whistleblower.
Yeah.
Did you see the photo I sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, his reply was just like
yeah, but did you should have replied, yeah, it's an in joke that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, he never writes much, so
oh, yes.
Nah, that's...
I think I'll go and do some more cache maintenance. One of my caches is missing.
Which one?
The Bridge of Death.
That's the one.
Mate, you've got to disable it for 4 months.
Oh, the footbridge, the uni bridge.
The uni footbridge.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
And I didn't have a mint in the car.
Oh, I know that one.
Because that bridge had a clean up. Because I know that there were some padlocks they removed a while back.
Yeah, they're trying
to...
Maybe I got a clean up.
Nah.
But that was underneath though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's underneath. It's
it's just on the base.
You got a mint tip?
Yeah, I've got a better one than that one. That one looks like being used as an ashtray.
Are you still getting them at work when you said you were recycling mint tins for
No, I haven't done that for ages.
I need to do that.
Oh, yeah, I think that's brilliant. I'm going to try that at work.
Yeah, we
say, so, oh, look, I'll recycle your mint tins.
I was going to get some mint tins. Greg? No, something.
No, you have a kid at school.
I've
just asked the teacher.
Three people have offered
me. Everybody get their parents to bring in mint tins.
And I haven't got any from them, so it's a bit annoying.
Yeah. I found one the other day. You know, I was doing your loco one. I said the other week down
with the redback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I wanted an extra train star to get the redback, which was right on top of the gate. Get out of the way. Right next to there, I found a mint tin. I said, "Well, that's a bonus." I love it when you find a mint tin.
Bought this stuff secondhand, and when I was going through it, I actually found a mint tin in there. Opened it up, and it was half full of mints.
Oh. Actually, that's something we should do on the podcast. Is like confessions of mistakes you made when you were a new cashier. Because like in 2010, I bought some Eclipse mints so I could use it for as a cache. You know, like I didn't want the mints.
Oh, you
just purely for a container.
Oh, just pure.
Like my dirty little secret.
Yeah, my problem.
I learned to like the mints.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I actually quite like
them. I like the peppermint ones.
I don't like
ones.
I don't mind the mints. I liked
the chewy ones.
The
chewy.
The
little.
No,
tiny
the actual. The other brand that's.
Wrigley
used to come in a tin, and you could get their
Jillian.
Yes, Wrigley.
Jillian.
No, they're chewing gum. They're Mentos. Mentos do a chew. Or
used oh to, yeah, they do it in the same.
They used to
do a
chewing gum in a tin.
Oh
yeah.
And I actually didn't mind their chewing gum because it seemed to stay fresh. Like I could chew a piece of chewing gum all the way home. Like whereas. I tried a couple of Wrigley's tonight and I spat them out halfway home, and even that was twice their use by.
Yeah, Wrigley's need to get
these
too.
But these guys have got rid of the tins.
Oh.
The Mentos ones have got rid of the tins, so they don't have the chewing gum in a tin anymore.
It's probably cheaper to make plastic containers.
Yeah,
than mint tins.
Sucks to me. And
what's going to happen when Wrigley stop making mint tins?
Tobacco used to come in a tin.
That's
right.
Strepsils.
Cigars still come in a flat tin.
Do you know anyone that smokes cigars?
A lot of them too, not just one or two.
And it's not like you can buy it cheap. It's not like $2 or $3.
Remember, Wrigley's came out with a chewing gum in a flat tin once.
No.
Oh, this is.
Before I was born.
This is probably before he was born.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
at the time, you were still having your nose wiped. they brought out this new. It's the black gum. So they've still got that gum in it.
Okay.
It's in a black packet. But it's in a paper packet.
It's like Five Gum.
Yeah, Five Gum. But the original Five Gum, when they made it, came out in a black tin.
Oh.
And it was a great tin because it didn't have a lid.
The one that smells like DP.
Anyway. Occasionally see the odd one of those around.
Yeah.
I know I've had to, when I went to Vietnam, I took about 3-4 sort of replacement caches to help. And then, yeah, there was one or two where I was staying where they didn't have any. So I ended up going to the shops and buying some mint tins and then emptying all the mints in Jess's handbag. and then did the report. But then, like, it's funny because then we forgot about them, and then, like, yeah, it was
oh,
like,
no.
You know, and then every few weeks or months, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's
what's,
right, there's, you know, there's
what's
like
that
mints here. Yeah, but.
Yeah, well, I put them into a plastic bag. So the plastic bags are the.
Oh, I chucked them because I didn't
want
them.
But
the
you know, I ran out of tin. So
Band-Aid people have
so
a special.
I went and
I
had to have
Band-Aid. Did you get that tin?
Yeah, yeah.
To put at Enigma, because that needed to be a brown tin. The end of Prospect Road.
I can't remember Enigma.
Road.
Oh.
I don't know how you remember all these.
Yeah, but I can't say the Russian name, Zagunda or whatever.
Oh, the Enigma, the puzzle?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that one.
I went and stole the tin from Zen and the Art of Jet Cash Maintenance. Because I knew it was
Is that
Oh, you stole it off yourself.
I stole it off
to someone to replace that one.
and then put a. I grabbed a piece of steel and wrapped it around another thing. So.
Oh, that's awesome!
That's so cool.
I didn't know that was still going.
Which one?
The Zen and the Art of Geocaching.
The Zen and the Art of Geocaching.
Is that still going? Does that, is
you
it
know
work?
That made it in the top 10 most like...
That's in BuzzFeed.
Yeah, was that the top 10 most interesting geocacher in the world? And that was like the zero
really?
Adelaide one. Yeah.
BuzzFeed.
Does it still get maintained?
Like, yeah.
Because doesn't it say if you find a magnet there, it's gone?
If you find a magnet and there's nothing there, go and buy one from the shop.
Yeah.
Then what
and
do you do? What do you do with the 50 mints that you've got? Chuck them.
They make you shit too, don't they?
Hey, well, that's what it says. Yeah, you may.
Yeah, excessive consumption of this.
Is that the one in the city?
Is that West Terrace or something?
Oh, SHGO5 needs to go through there and do his, like, no container DNF and then put his needs.
That's the one on the back of the pub. It just is, like, just sitting there.
If you look early on, it was a.
A tin of spam. And
a tin of spam for a while and tuna.
Tuna, that's what it's
tuna. And a Milo tin. It was a Milo tin for a while.
A Milo tin.
There was a
magnet.
It was a. Well, the magnet will take anything. It doesn't care.
And to that day, they took the magnet away.
And then they took the magnet. Well, they took the whole freaking sign away.
Did that get replaced? That sign.
Yeah, so that sign got replaced. So
if the
stand as well. Because isn't the magnet on the stand?
Yeah, no, the whole thing got pulled out and ripped out of the ground.
And started
here. So I was wandering around with a hard drive magnet.
Yeah.
And two...
I brought about three mint things just in case.
Oh, yeah. It was that.
And I would come up with this idea.
Always carry them around.
And I really wasn't sure how it was going to work. But on the back of the original sign... there was a row of holes where the holes were actually the magnet hole distance apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was already pre-drilled.
Oh.
It was like serendipity.
Perfect,
yeah. And there was a little gap there. And
That's now one of the most found caches in the city, isn't it? Almost.
I found
probably
that.
Is.
I should do a favour on that one.
Sitting on the job is the most found.
No, it is, but that one's getting up.
You just give me an idea that keep going past and keep changing the container to more and more ridiculous
caches.
I'll keep bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
like an O box.
Yeah.
And then O box.
See what you can get away with.
There's a sock on hanging on a sign.
I love the sock.
The sock is so good.
See, that's the stuff that keeps me caching.
No, the sock is still going. Got found today.
Because I didn't know
what
it was. Because I did it
early
on.
They get sound all the
when
time.
It was not long after it was published. And then I'm looking for this freaking thing. And I couldn't find it, of course, because it's up higher than I thought. This is effing sock just hanging there in plain view of everybody. Just sitting there.
No one will touch sock. Oh, I'm not touching someone's sock like that.
Oh, this is brilliant. And it lasted a while, didn't it, before you had to replace it.
Well, they keep taking the pole away with the road works.
The area is that?
That's on North Terrace.
It's on the busy one of the busiest streets.
There's been another one which was like a sock and a shoe. We found them.
Are you talking about one of Seth's ones?
Seth's.
The multi?
Yeah, that's the multi.
I've
got multi grips.
Ultra stinky.
Yeah, that was the bookend case for that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was very.
Oh yeah, that's part of that tin of sock.
Because didn't you have to get? You got a big rod or something.
Yeah, then the shoes. Yeah, that's the one that's buying the for sale sign.
Yeah.
That and I was told them doing it.
This is
the
sock.
Metro bus comes past.
This is a sock with a cache in it, hanging on a pole.
Mm.
In North Terrace, in plain view of everybody. It's fantastic.
And they stole a pole once or twice, didn't they?
Well, they moved. The original, originally, it was on the southern side, outside the old Johnny's.
That's right.
And then they took the pole, everything, when they did the trams, everything disappeared over there.
Oh, there's a tram.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now it's a tram stop, so it'd be even.
It's in the middle of the road there, isn't it?
It's on the northern side.
It's on the north side now, outside the museum.
Oh, it moved.
It's been happily sitting there for 3 years.
Yeah, I thought I did. I've done it on the southern side.
On the northern, yeah.
I use a mint tin with magnets in here to hide keys to a forklift when we leave out. It's in a spot where everyone knows so they can get the keys put it back. But the forklift's not unless you make arrangements to leave it out. So one time I let Nigel use it and I just left the container and I showed him where to put it. The next morning I come in and it's on one of the columns and I'm looking. Do you reckon I could find this mint tin? I thought, I'll look at the next one just in case, put it on that one. I'll go down to the next spot and look. And I thought, nah, I'm there. Got to think like a geocacher. And there's like the purl on, and it wraps around. He'd found this spot to get the tin.
Like a proper geocacher.
Yeah, you couldn't see it. I thought, oh, that'd be an ultimate hide, but, you know, that'd be so dangerous for someone to come in there to look for this tin, you know, during the daytime or whatever. And at night time, there's no way you'd get to it.
Plus, you got BFE caches around here to avoid.
Although you...
Well, I've worked out the front of this place, you could... hang anything you wanted off the fence.
Off the fence, you could.
What's that one in, like, it's like Edithburg, Elizabeth North sort of thing. There's that cache that's in the front of the business thrown in the bush.
Oh, there's one that's up here. Yeah, and it's like a big one as well. And
it's
got crappy camouflage.
It's like in a bag.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's right.
Yeah, and
so
it's like Edithburg.
Yeah.
And it's just thrown in the bush. And
I've
like
taken
one.
People to do that one twice, and when we've come, no way. It's sitting on the ground.
Is
both
this just across the road here?
No, it's over at
just
near
south
Edinburgh.
Of Edinburgh.
Like, Edinburgh, yeah, sorry.
Not Edinburgh,
Edinburgh, yeah. There's a big roundabout there, and it's a
it's near Zitheron's circular Sudoku.
Sure, it's not Red Poles, but that's...
No, I don't
know. It's around about that area, but it's I remember doing that one of yours.
Salisbury Downs, Burton.
But yeah, the Zitheran Circular, it was just
around
the corner
there.
From that.
I know the one you mean. Yeah. It's outside a tyre shop or something like that.
Yes.
Red Pole one, I quite often used to go to Coles Distribution Centre.
Our fabulous first.
Every time I saw him mow the lawn,
Howard's still there beats
I would
me.
Stop and go and check.
Push it dead end place and don't over
2 foot of grass clippings away. I wouldn't leave it exposed. And
okay,
these guys still do.
So I looked after that.
Team Holden, the ones that multi.
I've got some logs from him recently.
He's related to that team Imp.
They changed the name.
That's what he changed his name.
Oh,
so he's
a name
guy.
There's two of them.
It used to be Imp666, now it's Team Holden.
Yeah.
It's the same people.
Same sort of ones. And then the Dark and Stormy.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's more into photography now, I think, than.
I don't know. I've never met
them. Related to each other, aren't they?
I think their wives might be sisters.
I'll go grab that
team
before I forget.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, mate.
All right. We'll probably head off soon. I'm
so
tired.
Did you change your clothes or something? Did you get wet out there?
Yeah, I went home and had a shower.
Okay.
But, it must have looked so stupid. Like, when I called you, I was like, why did I even call? Like, that's so stupid.
You're not the only person that's done it, though. Wind in the Wangroves?
I got 2.5 years.
So you solved the puzzle.
Hang on, which one?
That's the one with the slap bands on the trees in the out in the mangroves.
I don't know.
Oh, I haven't done it.
So a number of people, including some reasonably smart geocaches and Grid.
They
solve the puzzle. They go to the solved coordinates and go, can't find the cache.
Yeah, so I called him.
Because the cache is about, 100 metres away? Wouldn't be.
Not about 50.
About 50 metres away.
Because I just walked
along
the
between where you're standing and where the cache is, there's about 50 slap bands on the... On the trees.
Oh, so you gotta follow this. That's
the water was coming in so fast.
And you can do it in the daytime.
I put my kayak that I had,
that's
the front of it, on the mud, and all the way on the mud. The end of it was just touching the water.
It's good as a night.
I ran to it, ran back, and the kayak was floating in the water.
The puzzle solution.
It was that.
And
the water was coming in that fast.
You can see the whole 50 of these things.
Doesn't it tend to do that, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't it say go to the list of coordinates at night, the coordinates that you solve at night?
Day or night.
Day or night, it says.
So why do you go there and search for a cache if it tells you not to?
Because the reader, all he's got is a set of coordinates in a GPS.
That he didn't solve, I presume.
Yeah.
You just heard that, right, folks? So.
I got 3 years, almost 3 years unloved on one cache.
It might have solved
because
it's...
We've copied coordinates.
It's only Morse code.
We're just like, oh, Morse code, eh?
Yeah.
I reckon it's a puzzle idea. That's never been used, has it?
Yeah. Morse code done as smiley faces.
I can.
Who was that Zitheran one that looks like Morse that isn't? That was brilliant. Do you remember that? No. Is it No Sorting Mexico?
Have you seen how Fredo said, please? That's a brilliant puzzle.
Is that No Sorting Mexico?
Yeah, I got silver on it.
I never solved that one.
Fredo said, please. You haven't found
that's
that.
Him.
The one in
that's
one.
David's you found.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've seen
that.
Yeah,
no, I haven't done the Freddo's one. No, sorry, I'm getting mixed up.
That's what? Brilliant.
Because of that.
you
haven't solved that yet either.
When you spray it with paint.
It's easy.
No, I had a quick look at it, but I couldn't find
the
puzzle.
That with paint.
It's right there in front of here.
Yeah, with your stuff.
Yeah, that
was tricky.
That'd be good.
That'd
be good. Alright, I'll
just
have
that.
Did you solve it? Jess's was easy. My new challenge was easy.
I'm so angry at Hurdle that he found that before Jess did.
Well, his log just comes through.
So who actually got there first?
Whistleblower.
Oh, Whistleblower. Alright. Well, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm going as well.
Yeah, I said I wouldn't.
Have I got how much of this red stuff have I got?
Oh.
It's the car
and it's like with me, Jess is like 2 days later, you're like, what's going on your bum? Like,
I got off on another couch. I was thinking, oh, shall I bring it here or?
I just need some gaffer tape.
Nah, I've got another bin, so that's going in the bin, and I'll bring some other chairs in.
Oh, that's, you know how good an iPhone is when Hurdle gives you 1 meter. So I didn't have my GPS. I only used my phone.
Do you
have one?
Just leave it on the table, and I'll take it to the bin in a second.
Multiple logbook pieces of paper because I just rolled them up and chucked them in. That's not the original photo you put up either.
Well, what does it have Hurdle written on it?